was glad.
This is the day that the Lord hath made.
We will rejoice
and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
It's another day that the Lord has blessed us with, and another day to give him the praise and the glory and the honor for what he's done. Oh, hallelujah. Let's stand all over the house, pray that God would touch Brother Tommy, anoint him as he brings forth the lesson that the Lord's given him.
Heavenly Father, Lord, I praise you and I worship you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord, for this another day. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessings, your love, your mercy, and your grace upon us today. Mighty God, just come to praise and honor you and to give you the glory and the thanks that you deserve today. And ask your blessings upon Brother Tommy. Ask him for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Lord, that you anoint and touch him and help him, Lord, to bring forth your word. And God, let your word touch my heart, touch my soul, and draw me closer. Help me, Lord, to be a better child of God. And mighty God, I just pray your will be done in this service today. Because mighty God, you know all things. And God, we just look to you to give you glory, give you praise, and give you honor. In Jesus' precious name.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to know him. How many can say, I know him?
Amen.
I know him. I have him. Not only do I know him, but I have him living in my life, in my heart. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
If you got your Bibles, I want you to turn with me into 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Not at the deal today. I mean, yesterday I studied most of the day, prayed and studied and went back and forth in the computer. God is calling his people out of this world of sin. Listen, God is wanting us to get nearer to him, closer to him. He's calling for people to come, draw near. Before we get started, how many wants to be a Christian and go to God's good heaven?
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Could this be my prayer, your prayer? Lord, I want to be a better Christian. Yes. Say better with me.
Better.
Make me better, Lord.
Help us, Lord Jesus.
Help us. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
I want more of your joy. More of your power, overcoming power, Lord, in my life.
Yes.
I want your spirit down deep in my soul that I'll be happy and have victory in my life. Lord, I need your power to live above this world.
Right.
As Brother Ronnie often says, Jesus don't save us in our sins. He saves us from our sins.
Yes.
He brings us out of them. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. New. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. How many likes new things? You go to Walmart, you don't want to buy something used, you want something brand new. You don't want to wear, you don't want to buy something that's wore out, that don't fit right, that don't just look right. You want something new. Listen, I just got carried away.
Hallelujah.
You go to a car lot to shop for a new car. The one you have is wore out. It's got all kind of things wrong with it. It just keeps breaking down, costing you more and more time and money to keep it going. You know, it's a riding awful rough now down Lies Highway. Stay with me. So you pull into the car lot and you find a bright, shiny one that you really like. You tell the salesman, I like this car over here. It's brand new. It ain't got no miles on it. It just came straight from the factory. You'll spiritualize things as I teach today. I want that one right over there. It seems like it just fits me just right. You purchase it, you sign the papers, he goes out, he puts your license plate on it, showing that it's now yours. You've made the trade. He's got the old, and you got the new. When you get in your new car and you pull out of that parking lot, it sure feels different. It sets better. This thing's new. Holy. Oh God, it even steers different. Holy. Even the road feels smoother and looks even different. Do you know why? It's because you left the old one behind and you got a new one.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you see the change here? When you come to Jesus and you enter his love and his grace, you leave the old life behind.
That's right.
Oh, what an experience when your life becomes new. A new horizon. A brand new life. How many could say, Tommy, I know what you're saying. I know that I was lost without God, walking in darkness, my Lord. Even your hope is renewed. You see, in order to go to a new condition, you have to leave the old one behind. I'll tell you one thing I don't want to ever forget is the night that Jesus gloriously saved me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Larry, I tell you, when God saved me, he done a great work in my life, in my heart and soul. I carried my Bible everywhere with me. Mommy said, won't you take me to town? I said, okay, Mommy, get in that car. And I would slip an away track tape in there, the Happy Goodmans, the Inspirations, the different ones I had. Off to town we went, and I crank it up, and I'm telling you, it wasn't very long. The tears would start rolling down my face. A brand new life. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. I tell you, I had a first love. Yes, I did. It wasn't hard for me to witness and tell everybody, hey, I'm a Christian. God saved me. Jesus came into my heart. He brought me out of drugs. He brought me out of alcohol. I got a brand new life. He put his love out deep in my soul. Hey, Lord, he gave me something that the world did not have and the world could not offer. He brought me out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay. He took that old stony heart out of me and he put a heart of love and flesh down inside of me. He kissed away all of my sins and all of my wrongs. I went to Calvary and down on bended knees. And Lord, I called upon the Savior and the royal, holy, a crimson stream of blood began to flow down and it flowed all over me and it washed me and it cleansed me. He took out the old black heart. Hallelujah. And he gave me a brand new one. Raise your little hand in the house. Hallelujah. Old things have passed away, they're cold, and all things now is became new. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Children, I feel this at the house, man.
Have your way.
Holy God.
Have your way, bless you.
You can have that old junk, pal. You can have, you can do whatever you want to that old car that I used to drive and smoke dope in, and the smoke cloud formed inside the windows. Oh, Lord of heaven, playing that old rock music going down the road. You can have that old car. You can have the old life that went with it.
Right.
Oh, Lord, Lord, I feel like I'm in a limousine. I'm in a Cadillac. Holy, holy, holy. And on my way to heaven. How many's on your way to heaven? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
One thing I don't want to lose is my first love.
Holy glory.
I never want to forget that. I want to keep it fresh. Brother Tommy, how can I keep it fresh? Pray every day. Reach for him. Love him. Read his word. Hunger after him. Reach for him. Can I tell you today, oh, to know him is to love him. To love him is to serve him. To serve the Lord is to praise him and to worship him in the beauty of holiness. Can you say, he's mine and I am his? I belong unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just give him a wave offering. I ain't the same person that I used to be. Jesus made me different. I'm on a king's highway now. It's called a highway of holiness.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy, holy, holy. John 5:24. Jesus said, verily, verily, of a truth, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Not only do I believe on Jesus, but I received him and he made me brand new. Thank you, Lord. How many's trusted God with your life?
Man. Come on, man.
Oh, what was it? Paul said, I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I committed unto him until that day. Oh, and you say, keep me, Lord. Keep me, Lord, in the love of God. Keep me in the straight and narrow way. I was telling Mary yesterday, I got carried away, and I was thinking, Jesus, whosoever believeth in him shall be saved and have eternal life. Another scripture says, whosoever believeth on him. Now, this is not, I've never heard anybody, but it's just the way it came to me. I believe in that chair right there.
Come on.
I do. I believe that it'll receive me.
Yeah.
That chair was made for me to sit in it.
Come on, right.
So not only do I have that knowledge, I believe it'll receive me to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, I believe on him. I believe that that chair will hold me.
Right.
Holy, holy, holy. I believe on it. Holy God. Oh, my. Hallelujah. I believe God will hold me. I believe he'll keep me.
Yeah.
I place myself in his arms and in his hands. How many could say he's embraced me, Brother Tommy? He's a hold of me in those everlasting arms. I believe in him, but I came to him and I leaned upon him and I put all of my soul on him.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
Anybody want to help me preach?
Come on, brother.
Holy! Holy!
I believe it's time, children, to get excited. I believe it's time to get a hold of the horns of the altar. I believe it's time to storm, hallelujah, heaven's gates until mercy comes down.
Woo!
Thank you,
mighty God.
Oh, God, oh, God.
Praise your name.
Glory.
Listen, children. I got 10 pages, children. I'll never make through this. To enter heaven, God has to call you out of this evil world system. He's got to get you out of the system. How many knows that this world's corrupt? Blind man can see it. Just about everything in it is ungodly lust of every kind that caters to the carnal appetites of man's sinful nature.
Yes.
You have to fully come to the Lord to be His in body, soul, and spirit. Now listen, when you were born into this world, you were born with an old sinful Adamic nature, and that inbred sinful nature that is in you will lead you into pleasures and entertainments of this world that's not clean, it's not holy, and it's not pure. Did you know? So I'll tell you. Sometimes I believe our greatest enemy is our flesh.
Come on.
We blame everything on the devil. Yes, he's a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Yes, that devil's evil, my Lord. He'll destroy your life if you let him in your life. But sometimes I think our flesh, and that's the reason God said, the Word said, we have to crucify this flesh with all the lust that is in it, to mortify our members, to put off the old man and to put on the brand new man that's created after Christ Jesus. How many has ever heard that song? Hey Lord, I laid off the old coat and I put on the new. Hey Lord, I put on Christ Jesus. I don't look the same. I don't walk the same. I don't dress the same. Hey Lord, I've got a brand new heart on the inside of me. I don't go to the places I used to go. How many can say I'm glad, Brother Tommy, for this Holy Ghost way? He's real, oh Lord.
In the name of the Lord. Thank you,
Lord
God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, this would save a Catholic.
Praise God.
It'd save a Muslim.
Yeah.
It'd save a terrorist.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Amen.
Oh, God. You get him in your life, he'll turn you around.
Right.
You'll make a 180-degree turn. Amen. Yes, you will. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
This world is tainted. It's dirty. And the thoughts of man are continually ungodly. This is the reason that Jesus said you must be born again. Your heart and spirit, oh, being down inside of you, must be born anew. It has to have that heavenly transformation. Woo! How many is glad for a born again experience? Sister Maria, what does being born again mean to you?
I'm a new person. I don't go and do and act like I used to. I don't look like I used to.
What's it mean to you, Brother George?
Brother, it means everything to me. I'm glad the old man is gone. Not the same I used to be. Don't go the same places. Don't look the same way, like you said. Don't act the same way. Don't feel the same way, most of all.
Praise the Lord.
Hope in my heart, brother, that I didn't have before.
Wave your hand to him.
Thank you, bless him.
That's what Jesus will do.
Thank you, Lord, for that.
That's what the Spirit of God will do when he comes in your life. What's being born again mean to you?
means everything to me. I just come as a baby, like you're born as a baby. But
thank you, blessed Lord.
Take your steps, baby steps. But He's right there.
Hallelujah.
Right? Oh, hallelujah. On to every way that you go. I praise the Lord. He's everything to me.
Blessed Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to His name.
Praise Him, church. Praise Him. Hallelujah. That's the newness. That's the newness of life. Hey, Lord, that's coming out of the world. That's receiving the Holy Ghost, Spirit of God, from the third heaven, coming down. That is the Spirit. Hey, Lord, that raised Jesus from the dead. If it raised Him from the dead, and you got His Spirit down inside of you, it'll quicken your mortal body. It'll bring alive to you.
Yes, God.
Right, right.
Come on, Sissy, tell us.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad I lost my appetite for sin. Praise God. When He come in, He made me a new creature, and I tell you, I felt like Sister Sheila. I felt so light I could just fly away. Praise the Lord. I tell you, and I've never been the same. He gave me something that night that man couldn't give me, and man can't take it away. Thank God. I'm glad for Him. I wouldn't trade this. Him for this world and 10,000 more like it. Praise God. Oh, He's real today. Thank the Lord. And He means everything to me. Praise God.
He's real.
Oh, yes. Amen. Thank God.
He's real. I'm glad I pulled that old banged up, dirty car into the parking lot and I got in a brand new one. I'm telling you, you can have it if you want it. It'll cost you the world. Hey, Lord, when I went in and I said, I want that vehicle, that car, it's pretty. I believe it'll satisfy me. I signed my name down on the dotted line and I purchased it with my own money. But can I tell you, the only thing that will cost you to get Jesus and salvation and the Holy Ghost power and the joy that comes with it, it'll cost you the world. You gotta come out. I said, you gotta come out. He's real. I'm glad I came out of it.
Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Lord. Woo! Larry, these things are real. I'm telling you, this good holiness way and this good Holy Ghost is really real. It will sanctify you. It will set you apart.
Glory, glory be to God.
Come on, son, it's your turn.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank the Lord. Amen. You know, being born again is an opportunity. It's a new opportunity to live. A new reason to get up every morning. It's a new way to be able to testify and to be able to witness for
yes.
The Lord, to be able to show people, amen, that you can live this way, that there is more to it. Amen. Than what they can ever imagine.
Yes.
Amen. You know, I the morning that I got saved, amen, the sky changed colors.
Yes,
all the sounds became new. The trees were waving to the sky.
Yes.
The birds were singing to one another. Amen. I was almost in a state of panic because I didn't know what was going on. Amen. I had never had the Spirit of the Lord come into me before. Amen. I didn't know what it meant, but I knew that everything was changed that morning.
Yes.
And I knew that I could never go back, that
right.
I could never unbelieve
bless.
What I was believing, what I was seeing. Believe, like bless you were saying, believing on the Lord, amen.
Yes.
I knew that what I saw that morning and what I felt that morning, I could never erase it. I knew that it was permanent, amen.
Yes, it
and
is.
This life God. Is permanent, amen. You know, eternal life doesn't begin the day that you die. It begins the day that you get saved.
That's
amen.
Right. Man.
That's when eternal life begins. And I thank the Lord for it. Amen.
Yes, I know.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
I'm glad I started out on this good holiness way. I'm glad. How many can say I'm glad, Brother Tommy? He revealed himself unto me. He offered it to me, oh Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Be that you have tasted that He is gracious. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, you don't realize Jesus will be just as real to you as you want him to be.
Right.
Ah, Lord, to praise him.
That's right. Amen.
The Spirit of God must, listen now, he must enter into your heart.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
It must take on the nature of Christ in you. If there is no heavenly change in you, if you're not saved and you've never been converted, then you are still a sinner.
Yes.
Satan and this world still owns you and still rules in your life.
Right.
If there's no heavenly change. In order to go to God's good heaven, you must realize that you're a sinner. That you're lost and your soul is separated from a holy God. To be a Christian and enter the family of God, you have to be born again. Born into it through repentance of telling the Lord that you're sorry for all of your wrongs and sins. And you tell him, I want you to forgive me.
Praise God.
Make
praise
my life clean, Jesus.
Yes.
And brand new in my heart.
Yes.
It seems like it's come down that we must see our condition and want to change.
Amen.
I just realize, and I know that something's missing in my life. We know that we're not doing right.
Come on.
We know that the Lord's good spirit is missing in our heart and life. Children, listen. You know when you're happy.
That's right.
Nobody had to walk up and say, you know what it is to be happy? Hey, I'm happy, man. I'm happy. Oh, God. You got to be honest. Listen now. Everybody has got to be honest and tell the Lord, I don't want to live in the shadows anymore and live half-heartedly.
Bless him, Lord.
No.
Bless him, Jesus.
I don't want to hit and skip in serving my God. I want to be fully in all the time. Can you say, dear Lord, I want you to have all of my heart so I can truly be happy and make heaven my home. Listen to me close. There can never, Brother George, there can never be repentance unless there is conviction. Where does conviction come from, Brother Tommy? It comes from the real living holy word of God. When you read it, when the word of God is preached, and when it is taught, the Spirit of God can only work through the word of the Lord. The word of God is a mirror. It is a light that teaches you and shows you. And Lord, what's my mirror for? In my master bathroom, I go in to get ready to come to church. I don't want crumbs all over my face. Come on, Lord. I don't want things, oh Lord, to be dirty and have spots on my skin. Come on. I want to clean up in front of that mirror. I want others to see that I'm decent. Hey, Lord, what's the word of God do when you open up the lids of your Bible? You're looking into a mirror that'll show you every blemish and every spot and every dirty thing. You know why God does it? Because he wants to clean you up and get you ready for a holy heaven. I'm telling you, only the pure in heart is going to see God one of these days. I tell the Lord, I want to be presentable unto Jesus. How would you know to clean a smudge off in your face if you didn't get in front of the mirror and look?
Glory be to God. That's right.
Blemishes and spots.
I heard this a long time ago, it just now came to me. A person had a dream. Said they only had one thing in their life they couldn't overcome. It's a spot. It just spotted them. But in the dream, they said they walked into heaven, and as soon as they walked in, they were completely aware of that spot that was in their heart. They said that city, that the walls were jasper. It looked like a city of gold, the gold, and it was purified to the point that you could look right through the gold. He said there wasn't a shadow, not one little shadow in that city. The city was full of the brightest light, and said I could see Jesus in the distance, and said no matter how I turn, being that it was like a crystal city, said I tried to put my hand over it and the spot could be seen. I turned this away and said the light was just as bright. I turned all the way around, and no matter where I went, that spot could be seen. I tried to hide it. I tried to cover it, but the spot, it seemed like everybody looked through and saw the spot in my heart.
Have your way, mighty God.
There is nothing you can hide from God. He don't see it.
Amen.
He knows us. He knows us. I don't know about you guys, but I had to pray all the time, Jesus, keep me, Lord, pure.
Yes.
Keep me sanctified.
Yes.
Don't let one little attitude, wrong attitude, get in me. Lord, please give me the mind of Christ. I don't want not one bad thought. Raise your little hand, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You see us today, Lord, and you know where we are. I feel him. I feel him. He's looking right down in our hearts right now. He knows you. He knows all about you. Oh, God. Jesus.
Blessed be the name.
Jesus.
Blessed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whatever happened to conviction? Where did he go? I told Mary, we passed a big church coming here. I don't know, there's probably 50, 75 cars in the parking lot. They had just let out. Here come the women wearing their pants. Here come some out wearing their shorts. Coming out of the house of God. You know why people live like they live anymore and dress like they dress anymore? There's no conviction.
Come on.
Conviction seems like it's a thing of the past. You know why? Brother George, I told my wife, I said it's because of the preachers. It's because of the preachers and the pastors that are not preaching. Oh God, I want to look the part, don't you?
Amen.
I tell you, I can tell you that if you get this thing right in your heart, just right real good, it'll show on the outward. You'll be holy in dress, walk, and talk. Just give him a praise in the house. Where, oh God, where his conviction?
Thank you, blessed God.
I laugh sometimes, Maria. We'll be over there on high. I'm telling you what, if you don't make 55, you can get by with 57 over there. I've been pulled over 57 miles an hour over the high. All the way from Proctorville, all the way over here to this bridge. Man, they'll pull you over. Yeah. And I said, ain't that amazing how people's conscience all of a sudden kicks in? I'll be done 57. I just got in on 57, you know. Here goes somebody around me, and honest, right up through there, there's a police sitting right there in the divide going over to the other, and he's got his radar going, and I'm telling you, I've never seen such hitting the brakes. Brake lights come on. You know why? Because all of a sudden, the conscience kicks in. Back there, you just passed it. It said speed limit 55 miles an hour. So all that man and that woman can see, a ticket of $150? No, sir. My conscience kicked in. I hit the brake. I slow up.
Where's the children of God at?
Come on.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Where's our conscience toward the things of the Lord?
Right.
Man. Man, oh man. I didn't think I'd go all this route.
Come on, bro.
So I think sometimes it's time to hit the brake and slow up and say, dear Jesus, am I missing anything? What does the sign back there say? What does the law of God say? What does the word of God say? How many's read it enough to, that you feel conviction in the word of God and you feel like the Lord's dealing with you? Draw closer to me, son.
Yes.
Come on, bro.
You got your Bible, Brother George. Would you turn with me into 2 Corinthians 7 and 9? And I want you to read 2 Corinthians 7, verse 9 and 10, when you find it.
Now I rejoice, not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death.
Children of the Holy Ghost, open that up to me. You want to hear it? What God's really telling us through this scripture? Do you know what Paul was saying by the Spirit of God? Listen now. I'm rejoicing that you weren't just sorry and felt bad over the wrongs.
Come on.
I rejoice that it bothered you so much that you had to repent and correct your ways and change things in your life. That's what I'm rejoicing over. Can I ask, where is repentance nowadays? Where has the desire gone to pray and turn your life over fully to serve God? Where is the desire to seek the Lord and to love Him? Verse 10. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. Listen, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. What are you saying, Lord? Sweet Holy Ghost, if the only things that you're sorry over are the things of this old ungodly world that you desire to have and obtain, then you'll never be saved and become a child of God. You've got to want the Lord with all of your heart and go His way to love Him and serve Him. The only way that you can be saved and have God's good salvation, listen, there must be a godly sorrow over things in your life to want to change and be a child of God and to be different. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
What was it, Sister Maria? You said the Lord wanted you to do something and you didn't do it. And how many weeks was it that you fought, you was whipped, you was chastised? I've had my dad to wear me plumb out. He told me, don't you go down to that old man's barn down there, and said they got hogs, they slop hogs back through there and stuff. And that old slop, it comes out of the trough and he goes through the boards. So there's rats everywhere down there. Well, my neighbor gets me in trouble. He said, man, Papaw's got a .22 he keeps down there. He said, just inside that old barn. He said, let's go down there and kill us a few rats. I ain't very big at all, my gracious. Dad done warned me. He said, I want you down there. One of you's liable to get shot. I want you down there. It's okay, Daddy. Well, Randy, here me and Randy goes right in there. Randy gets the gun. He shoots a rat or two, and he hands it to me. And guess what? Dad is listening. I didn't realize it. He got in his truck, come right down the road. It wasn't even an eighth of a mile, and cut up the barn loft road right there. I had the gun. I said, here, Randy. I tried my best to give it to him. He wouldn't take it. I took it and threw it in the weeds. Dad done seen me. You talk about trouble. I never will forget it. Dad got out there. His face was red. He took his belt like that. He doubled it up. He whipped me all the way up the eighth of a mile. I'm telling you, swarp all the way into the front door of the house. I had whelps all over me. I'm not trying to be funny, but I tell you what, I never did go back there and pick that gun up. Once was enough for me. But I said all of that to say this. We have fathers that love us and they correct us for our good, earthly daddies. But I tell you, when the Lord has to correct us on us, it hurts even more.
Right. Come on, bro.
Amen. Sister Lisa, it hurts more. You know how God corrects us?
Come on.
He pulls the spirit away from you. He makes you feel so dry.
That's right.
So empty. And so miserable. Yeah. It's like you're out in a desert nowhere and God ain't nowhere around you.
Have your way, Lord. You're right, brother.
I know He whipped me one time. The Lord whipped me. That's 2 or 3 weeks. About that length of time. I couldn't even cry. And I'm a crybaby. I come to church today wiping tears. I couldn't cry. I felt hard as a rock. Destitute. Lonely. I prayed God. I said, forgive me, Jesus. Forgive me. Oh, God, I want your spirit and joy back. I went to that altar, and I got down on my knees, and I'm telling you, there was something opened up from heaven, and it flooded my soul. The joy and the peace came back on the inside of me. We learn by these things. If God says to lay things aside, do it. If He tells you you need to quit doing this or allow that or watching this or listening to that, obey Him. Listen, I'm telling you, I would rather to have the Spirit of God and have what I feel today. Raise your little hand. Praise be to the Lord. Praise be to the Lord. Oh God, I feel Him in the house. I want His blessing. I want His favor. I want His touch. Larry, I want His hand laid upon me. I want to know that I'm in connection with Him. Hallelujah. Like that kite, a little boy was flying a kite. And it was way up there. And a man come over to him and said, son, what are you doing? He said, I'm flying a kite. That man looked up, followed the string up as far as he could look. He said, I don't see no kite. He said, how do you know it's up there? That wind's a blowing, said the little boy. And I feel the tug on the other end of the line. Praise Him, church. I'm telling you, I feel the tug on the other end of the line. Sister Anita, I believe we're on the right track. Hey, Lord. I'm on my high. Hallelujah. It's worth serving the Lord. And I feel this. I'd rather listen to the Lord have His blessing with you.
Amen.
What are you willing to give up?
Thank you.
To give more of the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, God rewards you if you'll sacrifice and you do obey what He wants you to do. There'll be a deeper walk for you. There'll be a deeper walk for you.
Oh,
God. Thank you. Holy Lord, holy. To understand what the Holy Ghost is saying to us here, I want you to back up where you were in that 6th chapter of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. The scripture says, be not, what's that next word? Unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Look at the words unequally yoked together. Brother Ronnie, there's no way you could put a donkey and a sheep in a yoke together. Lord have mercy, no. For one thing, it would never fit them both together. And another, they have completely different natures.
Right.
You know what a yoke is? It's a big piece of timber that stretches out like this. And it fits over. It's got a cave place like it fits over the neck of one oxen and over the neck of the other oxen. And underneath, it's attached to where that they can't, they have to work together.
unequally yoked, oh God. For them to go in one direction, they have to go together.
Right.
Listen now. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? To be in the yoke with somebody else means you're going in the same direction they are. Yeah. You believe like they do. You take up the traits and the habits of the unbelievers that you're around and linked up with. You pick up their talk, their dress, and be just like them in their worldly desires.
Yeah.
Listen to me close. When you're linked up with someone in the yoke with them, you will end up where they end up.
Yeah.
Children, how can we be a light in this world if we look and act just like them?
That's right.
I thank my God that He made a distinction. Say it with me. A distinction between male and female.
Yeah.
Woo! In the beginning, He made it. And it has not changed in God's eyes.
Right.
He makes a distinction between the sinner and the saint. Oh Lord, there's a difference between the righteous and the unrighteous, between the Christian and the sinners. Nowadays, you can't tell the church from the world and the world from the church. Everything now is blended together. Everybody says they're a Christian. They all look the same. They walk, they talk, and they dress the same. God did not make it that way in the beginning.
Amen.
A man will look like a man. He'll have a short haircut. And a woman will look like a woman and have long hair. It is her glory. Does not the Bible say, oh Lord, for it's a shame for a man to have long hair. But a woman is covered with her long hair. And it is a glory unto her. I praise Him, church. How many watch the glory of God to return.
Amen.
There ain't no more transgenders. That bunch of garbage spewed out of the pits of hell.
Yes,
oh God of heaven. Little girl says, I'm a boy. I was born that way. It ain't nothing but a spirit. It's a spirit. It's a demonic power. It gets in these children. And the moms and dads ain't got a lick of sense because they're not in the Word of God. They ain't been saved themselves and turned their little children loose. Dear Lord in heaven, no wonder we got a messed up society like it's messed up. Nobody knows what they really, really are. Can you say, God made me different? Oh, Lord. Hallelujah.
Be, to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness at one time, in other words. But now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
Yes.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
As I close right here, let's just raise our hands and acknowledge the Lord Jesus, oh, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, we love You for Your word, Lord. You gave it to us a long time ago. We thank You for this royal roadmap that we have, Lord, that we can go by. Spirit of God, work on me. Spirit of God, show me. Sweet Holy Ghost, convict me. Draw me, Lord, draw me. God, I don't want to be in the world's mold today, but I want to be in Yours, Lord. Transformed my mind and my soul, God, I pray. Transformed by the power of God. May God bless each and every one of you. I love you. And the reason I teach like this is because I love you. I love you. I know what it takes for me. And God says, if it takes that for you, son, God's no respecter of persons.
Amen.